All right, what's happening, guys? Welcome to week 127 and week 128 recap. Happy Sunday. Cheers. First and foremost, happy July 4th. Man, listen, this country is not perfect. You know, we all know that. But God damn it, it's a great country to live in. You know, obviously being a first-generation immigrant, I'm thankful for the opportunity to live here. You know, for the ample amount of possibilities, you know, dreaming actually happens out here. And, you know, there's a lot of takes on it depending on, you know, what's going on and with everything that's happening. But, you know, it's pretty damn good considering everything, considering the entire world, you know, over 6 billion people living in all sorts of different types of scenarios which we can't even imagine here in America, you know. So with that said, it's a great country to live in. There's great opportunities here, and you know, I'm content. But with that said, let's get into it, man. What happened? So end of June, beginning July, week 127, week 128, and earlier, beginning the week, Monday, actually, I got sick, and no, thank God, no corona, none of those symptoms. I just had the flu, and I just felt really fatigued, you know, and that carried all the way to Wednesday. So Monday to Wednesday, I was just, oh God, no, you know, freaking out, because I'm with my family here, and, you know, just trying to stay low-key, taking a bunch of vitamins, fluids, and just resting. So, no more gym. That's been, and things are changing day to day, you know. Arizona just shut down everything again because things are getting fucking crazy out here with Corona. Yeah, I mean, I've just been recovering, to be honest. And week 128, started working out. So, again, week 127, I didn't work out at all. So, I didn't do any of that. 3 days, I was just passed out. All I did is work on the treatment. So, got all my notes out. And we're working on the second draft of the treatment right now. My writers are taking all the notes and kind of working on that for the Alexander Project, which, you know, I feel good about. I feel pumped. However, a little bit nervous. I don't know if what's going to happen with the border and if they're going to allow Americans in Europe, because I think they just placed a ban for 30 days or something. Or not a ban, but they have to quarantine them for 14 days. I haven't looked into too much detail because it doesn't matter. You know, these things change every other day. So August 1st, that's when I'm going to actually deep dive into it and see what's going on, to see if I need to push further my ticket and rearrange for that, or see what happens. You know, it's really frustrating, man. It's really frustrating, and of course it's like, oh my God, I just got to Phoenix and now I'm sick, you know. But I'm better though. So week 128, I started working out again. You know, I started working out again, and you know, felt a little bit better. Still a little fatigued, but you know, just want to get my immune system up to 100%. And right now it's still at like 90, 95, but feeling better. Other than that, I did my horseback riding lessons. Man, that was that was something else. I actually experienced a little Dirt Devil dust storm, which came straight at me and my horse, and we literally were like right in the fucking middle of it, you know what I mean? It's like, nope, it couldn't go left, couldn't go right there, you know. So you're sitting there. I had no idea what I was doing, and my instructor's like, hey, loosen up or tighten up the reins, you know, get them close, relax, you know, kind of telling me some things before the little freaking wind devil storm came through our way, and just hanged on tight, man. Hanged on for my dear fucking life. and it was a little bit scary, I'm not gonna lie, you know. I mean, second time on that horse, and it's, at the end of the day, it's not like a car or a bike. It's a fucking animal, you know? But there's a beauty to it, man, because after overcoming that, it's like we bonded, you know? And it was fucking exciting. I was nervous as hell, and I was a little bit scared, I'm not gonna lie, but it was also super exciting. You know, it's like, oh shit, this like bolt of adrenaline bursting through. So yeah, horseback riding is going awesome. Learning day by day, man. Every time I go over there, it's like I feel a little bit more comfortable with a horse, you know, with my horse, Jackie Boy, and it just gets more comfortable each time. And Tanya, the my trainer, she's awesome, man. She's very well experienced and great to hang out with, and yeah, she's a great teacher. So everything's going great as far as the horse training's going. But at the same time, you know, I can only do so many lessons here, but it's like every horse is different. So what I'm trying to do is just comfortable with horses. So when I go to Albania, it's not like this foreign thing. Now I know a few things. Okay, how to approach a horse, what to do if they're freaking out, you know, some basic fundamental stuff that, you know, she's teaching me over here. So that's cool. That's going good. Again, like I said, just been working on the treatment for Alexander. Dark web still going. It's just getting a little bit closer and closer and closer. I should have composer's final draft of everything by tomorrow. So we'll see what happens there with all the notes and everything I've been going back and forth with. I should have that again tomorrow to review everything. Who is at the gate? Anyways. So that should hopefully be done, which then my sound guy is going to take everything and you know, put it together. Colorist is almost down to the last final scenes. So feeling pretty good about that. And yeah, just that. And been just hanging out with family, to be honest. Bored, been getting bored out here. You know, there's only so much family time you can do. You know, you just fucking get bored, man. It just is what it is. I'm getting lazy. You know, I think it's a combination of changing, just new sceneries, being around my family. You know, all the time you're just with people here 24/7, and you're just out of your element. I've lost my drive, to be honest with you guys. I'm just like fucking laying around most of the time. I've been getting really into Sopranos though, so I've been watching Sopranos like every night, binge watching. And it's been so long ago when I watched it, that now I'm like, oh shit, I'm seeing it completely with different eyes, and it's helping with inspiration for Alexander as far as like character development and so on and so forth, believe it or not. So yeah, that's it. That's the recap. Nothing crazy. You know, trying to stay healthy, trying to fucking not go out and be safe and keep everybody else safe and be careful, and you know, trying to get the Alexander script done and then finish the Dark Web project. And then I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I'm definitely out of my element here though, man. I'm just, everything's hitting right. Moving, breaking up, you know, as far as, you know, being single again, dealing with corona times, and then being sick during these times, because you don't know if you have it. So you're like, everybody, you know, fuck, man. You can't even be around, like, anybody in the home, too. Gotta eat with a, you know, just different silverware, plates, all this shit, you know. Make sure you're just extremely careful with that, because that's no joke. Especially since, you know, I'm here with my grandma, and my dad had a heart attack issue. I'm just like, oh my God, man. I just that it's just more stress that adds on the pile of everything. And then on top of that, And then on top of that, it's kind of like, fuck, what am I doing? You know? And I've been feeling more and more of that these last few weeks, to be honest. I'm sure everybody's going through some weird times right now, but I'm kind of like, everything's moving along, but I'm also on edge, you know. I'm on edge, and I feel myself even with people. I find myself on edge, man. You know, I'm snapping a little bit easier because I think it's like I've been carrying so much weight, so much pressure, and you know, and then you know, nobody can press your buttons like family. You know what I mean? It's what happens, and one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you're in a full blown fucking argument over like God knows what. You know, over like some statistics that nobody really knows. You know, just stupid bullshit. What else are you gonna do, man? People are losing their minds. So that's it, guys. But I'm hoping now, week 129, to really get after the, you know, like just working out again. Hopefully, the second update of the treatment should be finished by Monday or Tuesday, and the dark web this week or you know next week should be finished. So fingers crossed, man. But that's it. And then just trying to also thinking financial stuff too, like I'm like, shit, should I make a move on a house now that I'm here in Phoenix, maybe get something else and maybe use my IRA. I don't know, just thinking strategies of what can I do. I want to ideally add another house, you know, so I can have two houses. Ideally I'd like five by the time I'm 35, but I don't know, just because I have so much going on. I also want to write something else because I also want to act, do something that I'm here, maybe do a quick project. I just thought of an idea while here about doing something mobster, because I've resources here too. I have locations that I can use, like pizza shops, restaurants, like all kinds of stuff. I mean, homes and all that, where you don't have to, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg like in LA, you know? And made some calls, and everybody's like, yeah, we're ready. We have all the stuff, like a DP, a friend of mine that's out here. So I'm thinking about that. But yeah, man, just being a little bit sick threw me off. Not working out threw me off. Being in the new environment while sick, while with corona and shit getting worse here in Arizona threw me off. You know, again, the gym, I shut that off Monday. It's like I haven't gone to the gym. It's been 2 weeks because that was kind of a little bit different. Okay, trying to get in a rhythm. Nope. Realize I can't do that. And just got to adapt, man. Just got to adapt while holding it all together. Fighting to get in a rhythm, though. I'm trying to get my rhythm right now because I've lost it. I've definitely lost my rhythm. I'm just kind of like wherever the wind blows. Like, hey, you know, you want to go over here to my brother? Sure. You want to go home or where? Sure. So I'm constantly going back between my brother's house and my house over here where my parents are. And again, just family time, which is good. It's great. But it's throwing me off. It's making me lazy. I'm not fucking reading or being proactive. I'm just, it's like you're hanging around fucking Skyping with people, you know, shit like that. And I was afraid of this, you know, it, with little productive, what's the word, spurts or whatever, you know, like boom, I created all the notes to send back to the writers for Alexander. Great, keeping with the calls, you know, with the dark web, always sending back notes. So I'm doing, you know, I'm not doing more. I'm not going above and beyond. That's the thing. I'm like, fuck, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, utilize this time. I was so hungry at the beginning. Once it was like this happened, I'm like, okay, I need to make the best of it. Now I'm like, even with these videos, which I could be uploading and there's so much I could be doing, and I'm just not doing it. Just trying to find the flow over here, trying to get in a rhythm, and trying to pick up some momentum. So hopefully I find some of that next week. But with that said, the espresso is almost done. Correction, the espresso is done. So that concludes this week's recap. Till next time, peace. Stay safe, stay healthy, and find your flow. Till next time.